What's going on, people? Welcome to a new episode of Life's a Movie Podcast. Oh my gosh, I appreciate you guys. I'm your host, Mike. But I want to get right into it, guys. 50,000, more like 5,000, but 50,000 is the new $50. Why do I say that? 50,000 is the new $50. The way the housing market is going, you just got to laugh at it, especially with the rates right now. You got to laugh at it. The housing market right now is ridiculous. What's going on in the world's ridiculous, but hey, I'm not the one to complain. I'm one to just inform and adjust. We're going to just pivot our way through this. But before I go in on the housing market, I really want to take a sip of this H2 Infinity water because this is what I need to quench my thirst right now. So give me a second. Oh, yeah. H2 Infinity water. That's good water right there. All right. So, the housing market, the rates right now, we'll talk about it and say it's 6 to 7% on if you're a first time home buyer, you're going to get a 6 to 7% rate for a home that, Lord willing, you may be able to refinance down the line, but it's such a high interest rate, it doesn't make any sense right now. So even if you wanted to go buy a home as a first home owner and you get a 7% interest rate, you have to come up with 20% down to get this home if you're going conventional. And if you don't go conventional, which is FHA or VA and all that other stuff where you got to pay the PMI, I'm not really going to be talking about that. Let's just talk conventional. Let's talk 20% down. Let's talk what the average home is right now. The average home is about $400,000 in the U.S. So if you wanted to put 20% down, you have to come with 80K down. Not only do you have to come with 80K down, you got to make sure you can have taxes in order, which is 2 years. You have to qualify by making a specific amount every month. And then also, you have that 7% interest rate. So I understand 400K, I understand inflation, but from 2019, the average home was 260K with a 4% interest rate, and you only had to put $52,000 down. So yes, it's still a high payment. We all understand that, $52,000 down, but within 4 years, that is now 49% of that household income. So instead of putting down 52, you are putting down 80. So now you're spending way more to get the same thing at a higher interest rate. It's just like, okay, we got to get smarter now. We got to get creative. We got to find better ways of establishing ourselves in the housing market so we can get this financial wealth going on, generational wealth, get our financial literacy up, build our portfolio. Because the entire point of us, or for me doing this podcast, is to make sure I'm bringing in the information so you get aware and we all get ourselves out this rat race of keeping up with the Kardashians and keeping up with the Joneses and keeping up with the people in the world that we don't even give a fuck about. So $400,000, 20% down, 80K, $52,000 down in 2019. And that was for the average home of 260K. In 4 years, it is now 49% of the household income for the down payment. In 2019, that was 21%, which was 52,000. So, and I want you guys to take this information and go research it. Don't just, you know, take it as a grain of salt. And also, I get this information from a lot of places on TikTok, people that are doing information. So one of the guys I got the information from, his name is Freddie Smith on TikTok. He does a lot of detailed explanations on a lot of these real estate topics. But me, I'm trying to get into the wholesaling. I'm trying to get into the creative financing. I'm trying to get into different ways of establishing my wealth and building my portfolio. So implementing the new ways to making money and things like that. I've been watching people like Pace Morby. I've been watching people like Jerry Norton. I've been watching people like Flip with Rick. And I have I've been trying to get into the real estate market for a while now, and now I just feel like I just need to dive fully in, because there's no better time to figure out ways to get ahead, because it's not going to get any easier. No matter what way you're trying to go, if you're not taking your money and putting it into some type of asset, where it's either housing market, storage units, or even other real estate projects, you have to put it in vehicles that are actually going to make sure you hold your money. Or even if it's a vehicle where you got to put some money down, it's bringing money back. So yes, homes and all that's cool, but make sure you have an exit strategy and an end goal. So my end goal is to get storage units, get complexes. So, but I really want to just get my feet wet and at least establish some type of housing, some type of a way of just getting out there. So, Pace Morby, he does a lot of creative finance information. So he'll teach people how to get houses on market, off the market, and he will teach you how to buy the house off of the deed and leaving the note, which is the loan, in the owner's name. So there are ways to do that, which is creative financing and seller financing. And a lot of companies do this. You could do this with items. You just have to make sure the terms are in the favor of you or in the favor of the seller. And once those terms are met, it just makes for a finished contract or agreement that you guys settled on. But with Pace Morby, like, I've been doing a little bit more deep dive, and he has a lot of good information. Yes. But the third aspect of it is getting the creative financing and the third party and making sure you get the right paperwork. And now I'm looking at, what he's selling, and he's selling way more. He's selling packages for, I saw yesterday, $7,900, and this is for another creative finance method he preaches, which is called the Gator method, which you use your EM, which you are pretty much alone. You're pretty much a loaner. You loan the money out as an EMD affiliate or a JV partner. So let's say a wholesaler came in and they were like, oh, I need an earnest money deposit for this deal I have, which is $500K, and they need $5,000. So you could be a person who loans the money to one of the individuals in the Gator community, and then you can add your fee to it. So let's say for $5,000 and they need the $5,000 for 3 weeks, you can add $3,000 on at the end of the 3 week process. So in 3 weeks you get $8,000 back. So with that, I like that method, as long as it could be implemented in a very more of a, I'd say, controlled space, in a way. Like, I need the terms, and I just need things to be in order. But he hasn't gone too much in depth. He's saying you got to get in touch with his community. Then after you get in touch with the community, you can reach out to one of his people. Then one of his students will give you the contracts. So it's a little bit all over the place sometimes with the creative finance, especially knowing that he has said publicly that he does acquire what you would call good debt, because he's acquiring a lot of these properties with no money down, and he's acquiring a lot of these properties with no credit checks, none of that stuff. So they just take over the loan over someone's he just takes over the loan over someone's home. They keep the loan in their name, and he writes over the contracts and the information that he is making that loan payment on that house every month, and then the terms would be for the next 7 years that he can he's gonna have a balloon payment, and that balloon payment would be to pay off the house. His exit strategy is also doing long-term rental and a midterm rental. So he gets into nursing associates and other like private companies like that. So there is ways to get this done. I just haven't dove so completely in depth into it yet, but I am trying to get into the next phase of that. The next person that I've done a lot of, well, not done a lot of information, but I've researched a lot of information with, this guy is Jerry Norton. He has a lot of information on wholesaling. Oh, man. Excuse me. But yeah, Jerry Norton has a lot of information on wholesaling. He has extensive videos on wholesaling. So he's a guy that I get my information from for trying to do wholesales. And if I run into like a hiccup, there's a video out there that he has put out that you could find. So right now, finding cash buyers, finding a good list to market to, that's a guy that I do a lot of research and watch his videos on. But one of the newest YouTubers, influencers, or whatever you want to call it for the wholesale community that I have, like, I've seen them for a while, but I never really dove too deep. But now implementing what they have shown on their channel, which is Flip with Rick. Him and his son have a channel on YouTube where they have freewholesaling.com, I think it's called. I haven't went on the website. I know I'm not even promoting. I'm just giving the information on the website. Freewholesaling.com, I believe that's what it is. But I've watched a few of their, I've watched a lot of their videos on YouTube, and I like their live calls. So they'll go on live and do a live video and do actual calls. They'll just do a random pick a state, and they will call and make random offers to buyers and see if they'll take them. And not only does it give you the confidence to just be like, okay, so I could just say this. And once you start looking at stuff as it's just whatever, and that's how I started just either making calls or sending text messages. I actually found a guy on his channel, Flip with Rick. I really watch more of his son. I think his son's name is Zach, I believe. But yeah, I watch more of his son. And he had a guy on there, which he said, oh yeah, I found my first deal within, and he was sending text messages. So I started doing that, and I get contacted back, but I haven't closed the deal yet. But the best thing about SMS text, where you just send a text message, you can look at these properties on Zillow for sale by owner. You find the properties for sale by owner, then you find a distressed property. You text the owner, and then you could do, it's just a copy and paste thing. You could just find the numbers, put a nice little note. Hi, my name is Mike. Blah 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 blah. I saw your listing at 108 or 39276 Main Street. I'd love to offer you this, that, and the third. And then you just send a bunch of those out there. And a lot of them, it's actually easier, because instead of trying to sugarcoat it and and make it seem like you're just trying to just lowball immediately, send them a text. And you could avoid all the nonsense and the disrespectful people. Just send them a text. Yo, this is what I'd like to offer you. If you're interested, cool. And Jerry Norton, just to bring it back, Jerry Norton implemented creative financing with wholesaling. So let's say you found a home for $400,000, right? And you got the wholesale, you got the buyer down to $350,000, okay? Now you're going to wholesale it normally for, what, maybe $360,000? Okay, let's say it's $360,000 or, no, yeah, let's say it's $360,000 you're going to wholesale it for. Now you can take a second position, which you become the, or is it you become, oh no, I actually think he actually does, it's for, let's say, oh no, that's what he does. So he would offer over, he would, okay, that's what he does. He offers over, so let's say the house is $400,000. He wouldn't, so a wholesaler would normally offer below, but in this aspect, he would wholesale it high because he has an end buyer that would end buy it and either fix it up or sell it as a rental property or something like that. So let's say the house is $400,000 and he wanted to wholesale it and he said, you know what, I'm going to give you exactly $400,000 for the house you're offering. Then he go finds his wholesaler and he sells the house for $410,000 with seller terms. That's what he does. So the specifics, you can obviously go on Jerry Norton's page and get the specifics, but that's pretty much in a nutshell how he gets this done. He has his end buyer pay more with terms on the end goal as a creative financing. So I definitely feel like these three channels are better for beginning wholesalers or people that's trying to get a lot of information that they can implement quickly. But Flip with Rick, they right now are giving me the best information on trying to get a deal like today, tomorrow, tonight type. So I'm trying to get it done ASAP. I'm trying to get this done ASAP. But the wholesale and creative finance ways are definitely something. It's just another avenue on trying to figure out a way to get more for your money. Because at the end of the day, if the housing market is always going to get this high, all right, if the housing market is going to get this high and jobs are not paying, you have to get ahead of this wave before this becomes a tsunami and you're not even able to catch yourself or catch up at all. You know what I'm saying? Because if right now we're paying $2,000-$3,000 for an average apartment, $2,000-$3,000 for an average apartment, then if you wanted to go rent a home, you're spending $4,000-$5,000 for, and I'm in New York, so you're spending $4,000-$5,000 for a home that you can really call home, that's like turnkey ready, $4,000-$5,000. What do you think's gonna happen in 10 years? That's how I started looking at things. What do you think is gonna happen in 10 years? So if in 10 years we have to start saying, oh my God, the average cost of rent might be $6,000 for something basic, we have to start living in that reality because we are in the matrix right now. This is all a simulation. The way this thing is designed, it is designed to keep us down, and we got to figure out a way to dig ourselves out because there's no way all these people can have all this stuff going on and it not be a simulation. So you just have to figure out a way to cut through and find your own lane. So wholesaling, creative financing, is just a lane I'm trying to tackle before I try to go into the stock market and the other cryptos and the other bigger markets of things I do want to indulge in. But for right now, we should tap into this. But I'm a sports guy. I gotta get my sports analogy on because Stephen A. was even talking about Disney, the parent company, is hemorrhaging money after he was just on a podcast talking about how they had all those cuts. And that tells you something about what's going on in the world right now after COVID, after things got back to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're in a world right now where it's time to either get ahead or you'll be left stuck. And luckily for him, he was able to have the company come to him and they said, yeah, you think it'd be possible to give back 15% of your salary? Like, just like that, like, that tells you something. Because ESPN, Disney, big companies, and they did 7,000. They did 7,000 cuts. They fired 7,000 people. And you saw how many cuts they had on ESPN. So they did that throughout, you know, without their whole business structure. Stephen A. said, the parent company is hemorrhaging money, hemorrhaging dollars. So he had to give back 15%. Not had to. Let me not say had to. They came to him and he rather just do it. Because in real, if you know anything in business, that gesture will be remembered for good or worse. If you did not give back the money, what do you think is going to happen when they are able to do bonuses or when they are able to make everybody give everybody some more money? So when bonuses, more money comes in, this, that, and the third, this is the other thing. The company better make sure they take care of those people that did give back some of those percentages and those salaries. So that's the other thing. So I'm understanding more and more every day, because you need to structure everything you have going on in a way that you're elevating your life and you're transforming your world. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen quickly. It's not going to happen when you want it. But as long as you wake up grateful and you know you're trying your best and you're not moving to fuck nobody over, because that's another thing. Move with good integrity, people. But it's all about just elevating. It's all about elevating and structuring yourself where you have your housing set up, and then you have your businesses going, and now you're able to really expand and show love to the world the way you want to. That's the end goal. We all just want to elevate, because we already know better moves is the only way you're going to get ahead, because the housing market's fucked. But I'm enjoying the real estate journey I'm on, because I do enjoy it. Especially once you get into remodeling and interior design and all that fun stuff, and really designing a home, or maybe designing a community, or designing a complex, or designing just dope stuff. Just designing some amazing things. So you will pay the price of either completing the task, or you will pay the price of not completing the task. So we must go above and beyond at this point. That's the only way we're going to get ahead. So better knowledge, better ways, clearer minds. You know, that's just what we got to do. Let me take another sip of this H2 Infinity water. Make sure I stay hydrated out here. Gotta stay hydrated. Oh, man. But yeah, I appreciate you guys. Till the next time, I'm out signing off.